In the gospel reading today, we hear this exchange between our Lord and Saint Peter. And if in your missal you have the Latin, you will see that there are two different words there. Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me, diligis me?" And Peter says, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you, amos." So there are two different words, as there are in Greek. Peter asked Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" And the word Jesus uses is agape. And Peter says, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And the word that Peter uses is philos. In other words, Jesus is saying, "Do you love me with the highest kind of love?" And Peter says, "Lord, you know that I'm your friend. I love you as a friend does." Jesus says, no, do you love me with the highest kind of love, the way that I love you? Peter says, "You know that I'm your friend. I love you as a friend." Then the third time you'll notice that Jesus asks the same question using the word Peter used. So in the Latin, it's, do you love me with amos? So in other words, Jesus dropped it down to where Peter was. But of course, we know what comes after this. Jesus tells Peter that the day will come when you will be able to love me as I love you. And that's exactly what we hear in the first reading. If you look at what St. Paul is telling the Thessalonians, that they loved them so much that they didn't want to just share the gospel with them, but they would give their life for them. Well, isn't that exactly how Jesus loves us? And that's exactly what he's asking of us. The problem that we run into in English is that there is only one word for love. In Greek, there are four. In Latin, there are three. We only have one, so we keep using the same word with different meanings. And so we really need to ask ourselves, do I love the Lord so much that I'd be willing to die for him? For those of you who are married, you can even ask that on the natural level. Do I love my spouse enough that I would die for this person? Do I love my children so much that I would die for them? And hopefully, without even giving it a second of thought, the answer should be yes. But now the important one. Since the greatest commandment in the law is to love God with your whole heart and soul and strength, do you love the Lord so much that you would be willing to die for him? That is the question that we need to look at. God answered the question that we keep asking him, do you really love me? Look. And it's not just that he gave himself on the cross. He continues to give himself at Mass, and he gives himself to you in the Holy Eucharist. 100%. Remember, you don't receive a little bit of Jesus. You certainly don't receive a sign or a symbol of Jesus. You receive the entire person of Jesus 100% when you receive Holy Communion. So he continues to say, I love you with agape love. I love you with the highest kind of love. I love you with the love of God. And that's what he's asking of us. Now again, we can look at it and say, well, but if it's the love of God, obviously I'm not God. No kidding. But you are, number one, made in the image and likeness of God, which means you are made to love and to be loved, as is every single person on the face of the earth. But you have been baptized. And being baptized, you are a member of Jesus Christ, you are a son or a daughter of God, and as St. Peter says, you have become a partaker in the divine nature, which means you have been elevated beyond just operating on the human level so that you can operate in a divine level. So there is no saying that, well, because I'm not God, I can't do that. You have the grace of God, you have a participation in the divine nature. By the grace of God, we can do it. By ourselves, no, we cannot. So it is not something that comes naturally to us. It is a supernatural gift. So we need to pray for that grace, the grace to truly love God with our whole heart and soul and strength, and following from that, the grace to love our neighbor as ourselves.